They're lightweight, mostly made of plastic and electronics. The U.S. military's been using them for some time. Hobbyists use them to get a unique perspective on their neighborhood. Farmers use them for checking their fields, and they sound like hornets on steroids. What are they? Drones. And utilities are taking advantage of drones to quickly spot trouble spots with their lines. And recently, Ameren, Illinois held a demonstration of one of their drones near Cambria. Kyle Maxwell is the superintendent of electric operations with Ameren. And he says using these mobile cameras is fairly new.
Yeah, so what we did is we started that at the beginning of this year. The way we kicked it off was we sent 18 folks down to SIU to get their remote pilot certificate. And then after that, we developed our own internal training program, which I teach. And we put them all through a one-day class of basically starting from unboxing the drone to getting it set up and then taking them out and flying the drone. And then after that, what we do is we have the folks go out and practice 10 to 15 hours on their own. And then they'll come back in and do a skills and knowledge test. And after that, they'll be cleared to fly the Ameren facilities.
The utility has nearly two dozen operators ready.
We have 36 drones. We have 18 folks that are trained to fly them. Another 18 will get trained in the next couple months. Out of all 36 of those folks, they all have their remote pilot certificate.
And Maxwell says in crucial times, drones have many benefits.
Two main benefits are safety and reliability. One, this is the safety aspect of it is it's way safer to put this drone out in the unknown areas, like a particular line that runs through a cornfield. Before, what we'd do is we would put our guys on the ground walking that, using binoculars. There might be an opportunity to use a four-wheeler, but sometimes not. So we send them out there walking it with binoculars and lights to try to find the problem. Now we can just take the drone and go down that section of line and find the problem. And a lot of times it does two things. We find the problem quicker, but two, we find the best way to get into that problem, minimizing the damage we do to our customers' property.
And the recent demonstration also revealed a unique partnership between Ameren and SIU Carbondale.
My name is Mike Robertson, and I'm a associate professor in aviation management and flight. Well, we teach the ground knowledge portion of the course, so each pilot that goes for the certification to operate a UAS, and this is for if you're using it for a business or any kind of commercial use, you have to get certified. So our course is designed to basically help them achieve that certification. Once they achieve that certification, then they'll within Ameren, they'll start doing the actual flight training portion of that. But they're certified through our course. But the course is really, from our perspective, it's a great way for SIU to help community. So we've had several other members of the community, but Ameren's been a great partner for us. And the course is really, from our perspective, we want people who are flying unmanned aircraft to know where manned aircraft is, right? So, I mean, we want to keep them separate and keep everybody safe. And so if we can help them do that, then that's kind of been our goal.
And so just some of the basic rules, like they cannot fly within X amount of an airport and they cannot fly over highly populated areas, or am I wrong on that?
No, typically that's correct. So there's a lot of different types of airspace around airports, so that's part of the training that they get. But say for general, they need to stay with, you know, outside of the 5 nautical mile area from an airport. If they do want to operate within that, it is possible, but they need to, first of all, which they all would, make sure they have their aircraft registered, and then they have to apply for a waiver and an authorization to do so. So that's where safety can really be enhanced, because then the FAA and local airports are going to know when those people are operating within that 5 nautical mile ring.
Yeah, we would utilize the drone there to one, get your initial damage assessment, and then number two, like I said, find a way to get the trucks, whatever equipment we need to get into there. It does a couple things. It gives you your initial damage assessment so you know what material you need. You know, you might need a pole, you might need some cross arms. You can see all that from the image.
And as fast as technology changes, drones could prove even more valuable.
We are looking into it as far as infrared cameras, and there's another type of camera that they make that will detect gas leaks. That's something we're looking into, but we're just not there yet. We're going to keep pursuing it, though.
For WSIU, I'm Kevin Boucher.